Welcome back. I guess we can call this entry-level hipster garbage. I guess this is our summer special, I think is a good name.
Yeah, the June edition of entry-level hipster garbage, featuring our newest host.
The one and the very, very only.
Some say the host with the most.
Nora Joyce Fitzwilliam. Why don't you say hi?
Hello.
Tell us a little about yourself.
I don't go to Tufts.
Where do you go?
Elon.
Oh, interesting. Do you like it?
It's okay.
A ringing endorsement for Elon University.
It's no Tufts. That's all I'll say.
All right. So, yeah, we are subbing for Savoir Fair, I think. I can't remember.
Yeah, we are subbing for Savoir Fair.
Okay, yeah, the first
hour. So, for all the loyal listeners of Savoir Fair, sorry to disappoint.
Yep. It's us this time.
You're stuck with us.
But, yeah, what have we listened to so far, Zane?
Well, we started off with Vanilla Fudge with You Keep Me Hanging On. That was from... That's definitely older than we usually go. That's a 60s
Oh,
hit.
Wow. Okay.
Real classic. Followed by something newer, Perspective, a Lovely Hand to Hold, with their song More Weight. And then last was I'm Glad It's You, with their song Curbside, off their June EP.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Yeah, so we got some...
A lot of effort was exerted into getting actually into the radio station for this show.
That's true.
Nora and I parked on the other side of campus, and we ended up running. We're wearing nice clothes because we went to a play in Boston. and we ended up running in the pouring rain all across campus, all the way down to the radio station. And then Zane couldn't even get in.
That's true. My ID failed.
Walked out. How do they treat us like this after all we've done for them?
Honestly. You know how much quality control I've done for the radio station?
Approximately 4 hours.
I should be getting royalties.
But yeah, let's keep it going, shall we?
All right. You want to hit us with the next one?
Yeah, sure. I'd love to.
Go for it. All Stay right. tuned.
I'm not afraid to sometimes casts a shadow. Trouble is keeping quiet, and you know well where your heart goes. Troubles with meeting anybody these days are bringing you down. All predisposed, believing in a wolf who wears sheep's clothes. Troubles with meeting anybody follow wherever you go. All predisposed, believing in a wolf who wears sheep's clothes.
Wait.
What?
I don't know.
What
just
do you
wait.
Want, Joel?
Just wait. I don't know. I want you to wait.
Don!
tune of the national anthem. Sing the words while the corrigan bursts, while our burning desires are crackling. We exist. When your eyes became focused on absence, how the shadows were cast on the plain under moonlight of mid-November. I was shifting the stage. Tops of your branches, spit it out, break a bough and ascend. I would dream of the ways we get cradled while this
things in hand. Well, I've got a pretty good hand, I'd say, but these new caskets crack the same. The first few stones are the worst. They fall in unnoticed and scare you for more than they're worth. And all at once you will not hear your own words. Closet weather at best, and you're a victim. You say we're all in the basket, but oh, it's so fun to remind us over and over again. We dug our own. Time's wasting, so now I must be leaving. I'm crawling outside the same way that I creeped in. And the rain falls down, and it's heavy on my eyelids. Pulled to the ground, down the fucking drain. Maybe it's just my luck, but I got a spotless record. Oh, maybe it's harder to stay, and we got it all wrong from the start. Maybe it's all in the cards, just an excuse for playing. Oh, maybe it's all in our hearts. Maybe I don't know what I'm saying. I'm circling the drain, but I'm picking these bones up, 'cause man, they don't live there today. And I don't wanna hear the fibers crack, 'cause God knows I'd rather die than be dying. Is not a cliche, no sir, it is a logical preference. 'Cause the way things were this year makes me think how good it all could be, and how could end. Maybe it's just my luck, but I got a spotless record. Oh, maybe it's harder to stay, and we got it all wrong from the start. Maybe it's all in the cards, just an excuse for playing. Oh, maybe it's all in our hearts. Maybe I don't know.
Started catching feelings for the girl that I'm currently having sex with. So it's safe to say that we don't talk anymore, unless of course we're having sex and I'm watching her from the backseat, put on makeup and get her shirt on right. Dad had a mind the year before, when he made me go to college in the South Shore. Doesn't care that I go to college, it's Tuesday, and I'm wasted like Friday night, when I was wasted. A cycle, a vicious cycle, and I'm just petrified.
another girl. That I'm currently having sex with, and I said I loved her. But it was over Facebook, she came over that night. We started having sex and it felt fine. Up until she fucking left and I realized, well, I tell a damn good lie, it's Tuesday. And I'm wasted like Friday night. When I was wasted in soul, I've cycled a vicious cycle and I'm just petrified. I'm petrified when I'm 30 by 22. I waste myself in the back of her Camry and put it to the back of my mouth and scream out your name. Then pull the trigger and realize that the seats aren't easy to clean, 'cause it'll be a Tuesday. When I was wasted in soul, a cycle, a vicious cycle, and I'm just petrified.
And welcome back to Entry Level Hipster Garbage, our summer special. Just like to give a quick shout out to my friend David Korzanowski, tuned in for the first time ever. Sorry, Dave, we're not going to be playing any Migos songs. Doesn't really fit with the aesthetic of the show, but we're glad to have you listening. What have the folks been listening to at home so far, Zane?
We heard After You Showed Up.
finally.
We listened to Car Seat Headrest with their song Fill in the Blank. Car Seat Headrest, who I believe you just saw the other day at Boston Calling.
Yeah, we should talk about that, actually.
Without me. But, long-time listeners of the show will know that for a while, Owen and I were waiting to hear back from Boston Calling on our job applications there, which, according to Owen, were a cinch because they hire everyone.
According to... I'd just like to pass the blame on to the next channel of communication. According to Henry Finnegan, we're a cinch because they hire everybody, so...
No, let's they only hire music people.
What was that?
They only hire, like, Berkeley students.
Yeah, well, actually, when it was pretty much all Berkeley students, yeah.
But your brother didn't. Did he go?
That was last year.
So, okay, you think now they changed this policy?
I guess so. Anyways.
Nice. Okay, well, the point is, I didn't get to go to Boston College. Owen did, but at least he didn't get to see Modern Baseball, so...
Saw Car Seat Headrest, though.
Yeah, I'm pretty jealous
of
that. Have
you ever heard of them?
Nice. Long-time listeners of the show will know they're a frequent on Entry Level Hipster Garbage.
Friend of the program.
We played their song Fill in the Blank off their newest album, Teens of Denial, which I actually like less than Twin Fantasy.
I agree.
Which is like...
Just want to flip that one on.
Yeah.
He was the best when he was recording in his car. Okay.
Yeah. Get out.
As soon as he entered his studio, the quality of music...
Do you have a hot take on this, Nora?
Are you laughing at me?
No, I'm laughing at Zane's look at you.
It's disgust.
I wish you looked at me like that every once in a while.
It's disgust over the fact that the next thing we played was a Mac DeMarco song. Owen apparently is living in the year 2014 and just
we
discovered
also saw
Mac DeMarco.
Him.
Smack the Sparko.
Yeah.
Go with the program.
But,
why don't you just chill out, man, all right?
Owen showed up in overalls with a gap between his teeth and a cigarette in hand.
I spent hundreds of dollars on clothes that look like they're from a dumpster. So
exactly.
They look like Mac.
Yeah, they're like the messed up little hat. Like,
yeah. And I started smoking Viceroy's.
It's just so... there are one too many people at Tufts who have listened to a couple... of Mac DeMarco songs and taking on the aesthetic wholeheartedly.
Like, I started like looking him up online and like watching like funny videos of him online because he's a funny guy.
No, yeah, I don't dislike him.
But it's just like I was like, man, like everybody at Tufts dresses like Mac DeMarco.
And it's like and he's like sold himself on like this like goofball aesthetic, like
right, which I think is genuine on his side.
Yeah, but then everyone
sees
everybody
it and else
like, oh my god, right, this is the coolest indie rock act of this century.
It's so ironic because they're copying something that the point is that he doesn't want to be copied.
Like, yeah, and it's just,
you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's supposed to be like very low budget, like messy looking. Like if you really want to imitate him, you should just dress like trash.
Right, and dress style.
Like just go and find like your worst clothes and put them on.
Imitating Mac DeMarco is just being yourself.
That's fair.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, honestly, I absolutely know. Yeah. If you're like going out and like you said, spending hundreds of dollars on clothes that look like terrible.
Yeah, and like my friend said to me, he's like, every Mac DeMarco concert I've ever been to have been people smoking $5 cigarettes and wearing trash clothing and then getting picked up by like their parents and their BMWs.
Yeah, you know? like Boston College. But
anyways,
after that, Trash, which has now designated us as a show that plays
etched into the stone that is the playlist.
We now play Mac DeMarco on WMFO, which is a horrible stereotype that I am,
as does every single show on this radio station.
But then we came back with a new band for the show, Panucci's Pizza, with their song, you know, when the Trojans got that horse and they were all, yeah, this is totally a gift. That's how sure. Followed by, yeah, new band. Just started listening
to. If you know what the Panucci's Pizza reference is, call in and let us know. Yeah. 55915
That's
WMFO.
Trivia of the day. If you get it right. No, I'm not going to promise anything because people are just going to look at it. I was going to say you get to choose a song, but then there are some listeners that I don't trust choosing songs.
Corzo would Google it and request a Migos song. Like Lil Uzi or something like that.
Exactly.
Or The Weeknd. David loves The Weeknd. I hate The Weeknd.
Don't even try, Corzo.
I know you're listening.
Put the phone down.
Also, if Podolsky's listening, what's up?
Podolsky? Yeah. That's great. That's. True shout out. But there's no chance Podolsky's listening.
I told her to. She said she was hanging out with a dude, so.
Respect.
Yeah.
That was the Hotel here with their song Goodness Part 1. Then another new band for us, Jank, with their song General So What. Then another new band, Sports, with their song I Am the Boy. And then Modern Baseball, regular for the show that Owen didn't get to see at Boston Calling with their song Cook.
That's tough, yeah.
Followed by Bay Faction with their song, I don't know if I'm supposed to say Sasquatch 22 or Sasquatch 22. It's supposed to be like a double entendre on Catch 22.
Right.
Either way, pretty good song. Bay Faction. Yeah. Favorite
Check
of ours.
Bay Faction out there. They're
absolutely
awesome.
Massachusetts band.
Yeah. They are, yeah.
Yeah.
I've talked to them on Facebook before, actually.
No kidding.
Yeah. Because we almost saw them, me and you almost saw them in Waltham.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. And so I talked
to them. Oh, yeah. You just like asked them.
And they were like, yeah, like you can maybe get in if you like say that you're the promoter. I was like, I don't think I'm going to waste like $30 on a new
Brandeis has all these awesome concerts, though. They got that band, I don't know if I showed them to you, Mild High Club.
Yes. Yeah.
It's like really psychedelic.
Yeah.
But, like,
we almost went to them.
Yeah. We almost went to that too. But yeah. I'm guessing it's the same deal where like it would have been kind of weird if we weren't Brandeis students. But I don't know why, but like it honestly, like, oh, okay, we'll talk about this off air.
Yeah. But just real quick, because I know we have some more music that we want to get to, and it's already 10:45, or approaching 10:45, and we have to play PSA. Boston Calling was great. It was cool. They do it at Harvard now. Nora and I went. Nora, what did you think?
It was fun.
What was your favorite acts?
Bon Iver.
Yeah, Bon Iver was awesome. It was, like, raining during his concert, and I'm a big Bon Iver fan, as you've probably... I play his songs all the time.
Yeah.
Started raining as he played Holocene, and then he played... Skinny Love, and it was raining really hard, which I know Skinny Love, like, it's his most popular song, like, whatever, but like it's still a great song.
Doesn't he not usually play it live?
Yeah, he actually, I was surprised, he doesn't like playing it live.
Oh, because it's like a really emotional song, right?
Yeah, so it's actually not to get too off track here, but the song is written from the point of view of like a woman whose heart he broke.
Okay.
So he doesn't he like, you can see how that would sort of be tough. So yeah, usually doesn't play that. Then he played Creature Fear as the encore, which is the lesser known song, but my favorite song. They absolutely kill it live. They play it a little differently. Also, Zane, the drummer for Bon Iver, I forget what his name is, but he rocks.
Is it like a studio drummer that just tours with him, or is
no?
It
he like, has his own. He has like solo stuff too.
Okay.
Yeah.
But he's it's not like he's okay. He's not like part of that act.
Yeah.
He's just like
he tours with them, but he has his own act.
Yeah.
Is
okay.
What I'm trying to say. But yeah, so it was cool. We didn't really watch Chance the Rapper too much.
So, I'm okay with that one.
Yeah. I don't know. Not much I want to say there. But yeah. Oh, and we saw this band, Carsey Headrest.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're really good. Have you ever heard of them?
Left field. you want a second to breathe, I'll give you all of my love, I'll give you all of you need. Don't worry, I'm not in a hurry, not going nowhere, I'm not going nowhere, yeah.
Are the explorers. Throughout our history, we have taken both small steps and giant leaps in that pursuit. Right now, men and women are working on the next steps to go farther than we have ever gone before. We don't know what new discoveries lie ahead, but this is the very reason we must go.
For more information about how you can support space exploration, visit supportexploration.com. A message from the Aerospace Industries Association and your spaced out friends here at WMFO in Medford.
These prep school girls, they don't get me like you do. These prep school girls, they never sent me through the roof. These prep school girls, they never mess with things I do. These prep school girls, their parents' money. My jeans too tight, I'm tired of hiding in the corner, biding my time. These prep school girls, they don't get me like you do. These prep school girls, they never sent me. With things I do.
born in high-waisted jeans. I can't believe she shops at Urban, she reads John Green, she says her favorite band is Death Cab. I wanna scream. These prep school girls, but they don't get me.
Alright everyone, we are finishing up here on Entry-Level Hipster Garbage. Sorry for that switch at the last second, but Owen and I just had to squeeze in a Defiance Ohio song.
Oh, Susquehanna.
And if we are, it's gonna be Oh Susquehanna. off their album, The Great Depression. Before that, the song we cut from was Pity Party with their song from Narbage, Booze Cruise. Before that was The Water Cycle with their song Prep School Girls. Apparently, motorcycle, yeah, friend of the program.
Yeah, my friend Joe Kerwin's band from Harvard University.